unfortunately, as Javi Gracia and Mauricio Pochettino will attest, we are firmly now into the sacking season. And right now, there are at least four Premier League managers looking nervously over their shoulders. Alongside me is Gary Neville. Gary, I don't even like the expression sacking season. What
have you used it?
It's a term used by others.
And you. Who are the four that are looking over the shoulder, by the way, sorry?
I would say right now, Marco Silva.
Silva.
Kike Sanchez, Flores, Pellegrini, and Emery. Do you disagree with me?
I think Emery will be all right. I don't think they'll sack him. Anyway, it's off script, this one. We should take it off script. I went out last night.
Go on.
I went on an hour and a half extra than I should have done. You can't tell by the eyes. See them black bags under the eyes there, which is a little unprofessional. But I got up this morning and we do our job, don't we? You know what I mean?
Some of us better than others. Anyway, back to the job in hand. When you got the sack at Valencia, could you see it coming? Did you know? Is there a change in atmosphere? Does the manager know?
Could I see it coming? The whole world could see it coming. You have to be an expert. No, I think it was just... It got to the point whereby, obviously, I knew the owners, you know, very well. It got untenable in the sense that... It was explained to me at the very beginning in a jovial manner, actually, in a jovial way.
Is that possible?
That once the white handkerchiefs go up in Valencia as a manager, you're done.
No way back.
No way back. Once they've turned to the point whereby, you know, you've lost the whole crowd, and it was Celta Vigo, 60-odd minutes, I think it was, we conceded a goal, and it went. And we'd been beaten by Barcelona 7-0, I think, a couple of weeks before, a week or so before. So from that moment on, it was really rocky, like you wouldn't believe. My press conferences were becoming painful in the sense that, you know, they asked repeatedly, how can I keep my job? How can you keep your job? Why are you here? Why can you keep your job? And you just keep saying, look, I've got belief that we can get results. I've got belief in the players. You just keep spouting out the same stuff that we hear sometimes off managers. And the reality of it is, in the end, you just know it's coming. You feel it. Your results don't change. I knew against Celta Vigo, if we didn't win, it was a massive problem.
Do you not think it's changed here, though? I mean, I know I've been at Sky since the old king died, but literally, I would maybe ask a manager whether he was worried about his future, very gently, maybe every 3 or 4 years maximum. Nowadays, it seems it's every other month.
I'll be honest with you, I think that, and I will say this, the media over here are soft on managers compared to in Spain. In Spain, the brutal questions, they come once, they come twice, they come second time, they come third time. If you were interviewing Unai Emery yesterday in Spain, every question would be about his job, his role. Why does he think he should keep it? It would be, you know, over here, you will be respectful to say, look, do you feel under pressure for your job? But then you'd move on pretty quickly. You would. And I think ultimately over here now, I think we've almost accepted it. And I think I had a real problem with it when I first entered into punditry and media. You know, David Moyes sacking just didn't sit well with me at all after 8 months. It was ridiculous. I remember there was another one, Nigel Adkins, actually, before Mauricio Pochettino got the Southampton job. I thought that was ridiculous. So there were numerous times where I thought, this is just not right, this.
But now, you're also a club owner yourself.
Yes.
And I was interested to read the second part of Ed Woodward's piece today, where he talks about having sacked a manager, what it's like. He said it's horrible, you don't want to do it, but once you've made up your mind, you've just got to go and do it. It's an unpleasant task, do it and get it done.
Yeah, I think, to be fair, from my view, if I talk about it from a Salford point of view, a sacking of a manager is a reflection upon you as an owner, because you got it wrong, and you as a board. So for me, I don't look at it and think that in any other shape or form that we've failed or we've not got it right. We sacked a manager after 6 months at Salford. He'd been the manager at the time had been in the role 18 months. We hadn't appointed him. It was before we came in. But it was quite clear that we didn't feel it was right for the club. And then, obviously, Bernie and Jono had 3.5 years, which I think is an acceptable time. So for me, I think 2.5, 3 years is an acceptable time for a manager to do his work. I think after 3 years, there has to be some sort of change, because I think the players probably get a little bit tired of hearing the same voice. I think, ultimately, I don't know how Sir Alex did it. I don't know how Arsene Wenger did it. These great managers who stayed in their job for such a long time, I think it's very difficult nowadays. I think, to be fair now, 3 years is probably about the right moment for a manager. It's probably the right moment for the club, right moment for the players, where they need that different voice. And Maurizio, I think, just fell foul in the end of just basically being there probably just a bit too long, you know, 4.5 years.
You're a massive fan of his. You love the way his teams play. You like the way he conducts himself as well. But even with all that admiration, do you think that Spurs actually had no choice but to sack him?
I don't know what's going on the inside. I'm less definite than I was years ago about sacking managers. What I would say is that from Maurizio's point of view, I think it would have been better if they could have done it at the end of the season. It would have basically said, look...
It doesn't work like that, does it? They want Champions League.
It doesn't work like that anymore. And to be fair, it, you know, sometimes it just happens that... You know, I finished my football career during the middle of the season. I couldn't get to the end of the season. It's just not
right. It was the middle of a game.
It was the middle of a game, you're right.
Stoke.
It was West Brom. But Stoke, it could have been Stoke as well. No, but I think that from if it had to end, I don't think anybody looks at this sacking and thinks that it probably wasn't right for both. Mm. Because I think if Maurizio would have had that energy and wanted to carry on, and I think it suited him as well. It just, part of me feels that. He wouldn't have wanted to be sacked, obviously, but part of me feels that he'd come to the end. Here's our press officer from Manchester United.
Yeah, let's Karen Shotball.
Oh, no. Danny.
Okay.
Hey Danny, how are you? All right, nice to see you. You okay?
Yeah, very well.
Okay. Right, we'll continue with this broadcast.
We're off script. So yeah, I think it sometimes suits both parties. I don't think you can wait. But also I think sometimes you've got to go through. You can't just do it at the first instance where you think that something's not quite right. You have to still live through a sort of period where you. No, it's not right. You can't just say, you know, we're a bad run of games and you sack someone. You've got to let them come through that period and sort of let them, you know, work it out. Because sacking people.
Because you appointed them.
Yeah.
But the other thing as well, you look at those four clubs, we talk about West Ham, Everton, Watford, and Arsenal. There will be targets that they have in mind.
Yeah.
And it's at what point are they no longer attainable this season that perhaps each one of those will or won't make a decision.
I think it's all down to what's happening behind the scenes and whether the work that's being done is good quality work that just isn't bearing fruit yet, whether the board see that, whether they think it's a blip and they think it's something that ultimately will change, or whether they think it's set in and it's, you know, set in stone that ultimately this is what we are now. I always think that ultimately if you go through a period of say 3, 4, 5 months of real sustained dip, you've got a real problem. I think then you might get given a period of time, and then I think at that point you have to change ultimately as the club. But that can't be in the first 12 months, can it? Can it? Yeah, maybe it can. But it just feels to me that ultimately nowadays managers do get given less time, clubs are less patient, and it's driven through financial reasons. If the drop between Premier League and Championship finances wasn't so huge, you wouldn't get the panic that sets in. That's the problem.
Sir Alex used to say, don't choose your club, choose your owners as a manager. Do guys no longer have that luxury?
The best managers do. The very best do. But that's the same in every industry. The very best can sort of pick and choose and can do what they want. Whereas actually, I think in football, the majority of people in football, they'll take the next job available. You know, it's a merry-go-round and there'll be the same people linked with the same jobs, different jobs. You know, Maurizio Pochettino now will get linked with every single job in the next 2 to 3 months. I think that he's in a position though where he can select his next job. I think he's in a strong position. His next job will be Tottenham's a big club, but his next job will be a super club, almost like a Bayern Munich or a club of that ilk.
Or Arsenal.
Arsenal, interesting. I don't know about the North London dynamic. It's happened before. George Graham going the other way. I think. Would Tottenham fans like that? Would Maurizio do that? Would Arsenal do that? Not sure. Not sure.
In many ways, you couldn't. People forget, like, Maurizio Pochettino didn't grow up as a Tottenham fan, did he? He had wonderful times but if he's looking for work, surely he should go where he wants.
I get that, but I mean, I do know a little bit about the North London dynamic, but if that was Manchester, you know, it happened with Mark Hughes, for instance, went over to be manager of Manchester City, but I don't think it would ever happen again, because City are at a level now where I don't think Pep Guardiola will come and manage Manchester United. I don't think that will happen. I might be completely wrong, but I just don't feel like it could happen. I'm not sure Maurizio would want to do that. I'm not sure. It would be a similar job to the one at Tottenham, in the sense that there is some investment, there is some spending, but it's limited. It's not going to get him to the point whereby he becomes, you know, he's not going to go to Arsenal and win the league in the next 2 years, 3 years. I think the next job that Maurizio takes, he will want to win trophies. I think that will be the most important factor in his decision.
Kerry, as ever, wonderfully off script.
Thank you.
Vaguely close to the subject. See you next time.